the Tigers have a chance, and they should take it, to redeem themselves after a collapse at the end of the 2025 season. Can they do it against the Guardians? Parker, in the case of our friends in Detroit, they better.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get to see these two teams play each other for like the 10th time in the last month. And it is going to be absolutely electric. For everybody who isn't aware, this series was kind of the series that's been staring us down in the face for the last month. The Tigers had a 15.5 game lead in the division way back on July 9th. And since then, the Guardians have stormed back before by far the biggest September comeback in Major League Baseball history. And the Guardians were able to win 5 of 6 September matchups between these teams. Personally, I'm besides Red Sox Yankees, I mean, I am biased, but besides Red Sox Yankees, this is the game I am locked in for coming up, because game one of this series might be the most important of any of the game ones. And I, like I said, we were talking Yankees Red Sox. I said we would say game one's really important. I think even more so in this series, because if the Tigers are going to dig themselves out of this rut, it is going to be on the back of their big lefty. And maybe you can take some time and tell us who that lefty is.
Oh, well, you know it. You love him. Tarek Skubal, AL Cy Young favorite, probably going to win it, folks. Let's just be honest. We all love Garrett Crochet as well. But he has a 2.21 ERA to end the season, right? 13-6. He's going to be going up in game one against Gavin Williams, a ace in his own right this year. He was 12-15, 3.06 ERA, and post-All-Star break, 2.18. Gavin Williams in the last couple months has been throwing fire and has been one of the best starters in baseball down the stretch. But Tarek Skubal gives everyone a hard time. And I'll tell you what, Parker, I'm just gonna be honest here. Tarek Skubal ain't losing three games in a row to the Guardians. I'm sorry. He's not.
No.
Right? Statistically, there is no way.
I have to agree with you on that. I think that the Tigers take game one, but that's also part of the reason why I think we're going to see a really electric series out of these two teams, because I think the Guardians have something to say in games two and three, even really game one, because the Guardians have a ridiculous strength that they are able to lean on. It is the fact that in the second half, they have a 3.36 ERA from their entire pitching staff, a pitching staff that has led the league in that statistic. They've gotten it seemingly out of nowhere, because I don't remember anybody talking about the incredible Guardians pitching staff that we were all excited to talk about at the beginning of the season. It just came out of nowhere. And that also comes with the fact that the Tigers are really good at barreling the ball up. They have a really high line drive percentage. They have a really low ground ball percentage. So it's almost like the two strengths of these teams are coming together and they're butting heads in the biggest series that either of them have played this year. And I think that that's going to turn with the strengths of these teams into one of the coolest parts about all of Wild Card Week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I will say, when you look at these two teams, one of my biggest concerns is, I guess I'll say this, let me frame it this way. The Tigers really screwed the pooch at the end of the season. Guardians went on a run like we've never seen. I'm here to tell you, folks, none of it matters. None of it matters.
Nope.
Because we're going to be looking at these teams side by side for these three games, and it's going to come down to every pitch, every hit. And when it comes to the every hit piece, Tigers are just better at putting pop on the ball, again, hitting the line drives, hitting it out of the ballpark. You look at this Guardian team, and I mean, their offense, guys, .255 batting average. They're bottom three in most offensive categories. And this blew me away. Did you know, Parker, that they're the only second team ever in the postseason to have an on-base percentage under .300? That is wild.
Now, so you say .255 batting average. I think they would be thrilled to have a .255 batting average. They have a .225 team batting average. It is,
thanks it for correcting
is
me.
Really bad. Yeah. And I normally it's not that big a deal, but they're bad.
That's
they
big.
Can't hit the
That's
ball, man.
Yeah.
And especially one thing I want to point out. They have the unique ability among big league teams to put a fully left-handed lineup out on the field.
Yes.
Now, that's great if you're facing a righty. But it's not that great when you're facing Tarek Skubal, who happens to be lefty, destroy lefties, and that means that you have almost no right-handed depth on your roster. So I think that facing specifically Tarek Skubal is going to be such a kryptonite for them. I don't know how it's going to play out in games 2 and 3, but they really are going to have their work cut out for them. Because I'm going to be honest, man, I think I'm with you. I'm chalking game 1 to the Tigers right now before they even play.
You kind of have to, and I don't mean to, you know, to crap on all the guards have accomplished in the last couple of weeks. But again, looking at what they're facing, this is it's a tall task for them for sure. And mm-hmm. you look at that Guardians offense. I want to go back to that for a second because they rely on two guys, Stephen Kwan and J-Ram. Okay. Yep. Jose Ramirez. Those are their guys. They have made their last 2 month run about situational hitting, getting hits the right time, scoring the couple runs that you need, supported by a strong pitching staff to win a 1 or 2 run ball game, scoring 5 runs or less. That is what they've affectionately called guards ball. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, I'm still not sold on the Guardians, and I don't know how long that guards ball gets you in the postseason. I'm concerned for that.
I actually think that it might get you farther than just being a historic offense. Like, when was the last time a truly historic offense won the World Series in terms of, like, it was the driving force? They didn't have much pitching to rely on. Well, I'll answer the question for myself. It's the Texas Rangers in 2023. Before that,
yeah,
I don't remember. That's a great question. Was such an outlier. So I think that the team that's more comfortable with playing guards ball, with playing the small ball, bunting the runner over, situationally hitting a sacrifice fly, or maybe just keeping yourself out of a double play in a key situation, I actually kind of lean towards a team like that in the postseason. Now, there's one thing that we haven't brought up at all, and it is the managers of these teams. And yeah, I didn't even put this in the rundown, but I want to point out the fact that AJ Hinch has a World Series. He won a World Series. Steven Vogt's probably going to be manager of the year if I had to put money on it right now.
Yeah.
So we are going to actually see kind of a clash of the Titans in this series between two managers who really know how to win baseball games. And I'm super excited to see how they manage these games, because AJ Hinch has this super easy task of just sticking with the best pitcher on planet Earth in game 1. But after that, like, we've got decisions to make. Like, how long are you sticking with Casey Mize if he ends up having to pitch? I'm not sticking with him too long. Hopefully you get 3 2/3 from him. So I think we're going to see a really big delineation between these two rosters.
I mean, I think you're right. And to go back to your point about the small ball thing, shame on me. I don't want to belittle that in the slightest, because it is an important part of the game. And the best teams in baseball do that well. You're 100% right. But then your point on the pitching, if I'm a Tigers fan, that is my biggest concern, because it gives me scary flashbacks of last season, right? The pitching chaos, what came after Tarek Skubal. Guess what, folks? Deja vu, we're here again. It's Tarek Skubal and pitching chaos after. And so
yeah,
as much as I think you can survive with that in a wild card series, that gets a lot more dicey in a 5 and a 7 game. So there's a whole other conversation to be had about, right? We talked about it last couple of night weeks, who has the juice to go further into the playoffs. And we could talk about that, you know, later this week. But as far as this series goes, it's going to come down to timely hitting for me. It's going to come down to if you have a game 1 or a game 2 where you can get away with good pitching on both sides of the field. It's going to come down to who's going to go ahead and just have more impact bats. And I think when you look at these two teams, the potential to do that rests more with the Tigers than it is the Guardians at the end of the day.
Okay. So I'm not going to make you make a prediction yet, but I want to know.
Not yet.
I'm not going to do that. But I do want to know where you lie in terms of what are the biggest X factors, like the thing that could go great or go terribly for these teams moving forward. Because how about this? You do the Tigers and I'll do the guards. How about that?
Okay, perfect. So for the Tigers, it's going to come down to who we really always thought it came down to throughout this whole little rebuild for the Tigers. That's Riley Green, right? I mean, Riley Green is one of those guys that we've always thought could be an MVP caliber player. And this year, folks, I mean, he really has been a lot more impressive and has kind of grown into his own as a hitter. So just to give you a slice of what he's done this year, I mean, let's look at what he's done. So he's batting 258, 36 homers. Okay. He's got a 121 WRC plus. A lot of people don't realize this guy hit 36 bombs. So this is a guy that I even think with these numbers hasn't really even reached the full potential. If he can keep that going in this three-game series, getting back to what I said before, right? It's going to be the big-time hits. It's going to be the pop plays out off the from the offenses. He could be the one that really pushes the series over the edge.
Okay. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Riley Green was, like you said, was always going to kind of be the guy that we all look at like, oh my God, you know, he is the driving force behind the offense of the Tigers. The thing is, though, I think the Guardians might have a stronger driving force, man, a more consistent, a more versatile, a faster, cooler. I love him. He's the best. Super awesome.
Yeah.
J-Ram. He's the best. I think the Guardians have Jose Ramirez. And I think that as Jose goes, the Guardians go. He is still the best third baseman in Major League Baseball. He is going to basically be that until he retires or becomes a full-time DH at some point in his career, and it's no time soon. He is the homegrown guy. He is the hometown discount guy. He is the lifeblood. He is the, I knocked out Tim Anderson because I believe in my guy so much. I have fight. I have passion. And I am a incredibly talented baseball player. And if Jose Ramirez goes out there and he is tearing the cover off the ball as he's been known to do, I think that the Guardians find themselves in a really, really good spot, especially if they do manage to maybe take game one off of Tarek Skubal, or if they manage to take game two after losing game one, you go into game three. I'm riding with the team that has got Jose Ramirez in the lineup. I think, man, I think he's just too big of a weapon to ignore.
Wow. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, I think when you compare Riley Green and Jose Ramirez, obviously we know which one's a better player. I think one thing that I didn't mention that's important to mention is Riley Green has fallen off in the second half of the year too.
So he
needs to have a little mini resurgence. So all those stats are great, but he has not been doing splendidly the second half of the season. But Parker, at the end of the day, this is going to come down to, and something we all need to think about for this series, can the Guardians kind of keep going on house money, right? Can they just keep the vibe, keep the energy going, or are they going to be stymied by Skubal and this thing's going to come crashing down? Because that's ultimately what it's going to come down to, I think.
So right now, the projection for this series, and I'm going to go give you my pick here because I think you're right. I think this is a house money run from the Guardians, and I think that Skubal's going to have a massive part in saying what happens in this series. But right now, the projection has the Tigers at 58% to win.
Wow.
To me, that seems high.
I would agree.
I don't know. I'm a big hot hand guy. Ride the hot hand, and I know it's a three-game series, and I know you have Tarek Skubal going in game one. But this game's going to be played in Cleveland.
Yeah.
These games are, all three of them are going to be played in Cleveland. And that, I go back to the big Christmas home run. I go back to the Guardians beating Tarek Skubal last year in the playoffs. And this is a rematch of that ALDS that we got to watch last season. And I really think that, even though I'm going against the predictions for the second time in these predictions, and look, hey, go watch the other prediction and preview videos we put out so you can see what I'm actually talking about here. I'm going against the predictions, and I think I'm going to go with the Guardians to win the wild card series. Am I confident that they'll do well after the wild card series? No, I'm going to be frank with you. I'm not. I think that there's much more talent in the American League that they're going to run into later, even if they do make it through. Honestly, regardless of the team that makes it out of this wild card series. But against these Tigers this month, like off of the streak they've been on, I don't know how you bet against the Guardians right now. So I'm going with the Guardians in the series.
Hey, you know what, Parker? I've been sitting here. People are probably pointing at me thinking I'm just like such a Tigers homer right now, which is quite ironic given my fandom.
to be fair, there's not a great answer for you in this.
There really isn't. This is just painful in my very core. But what I will say is if I'm looking at everything, I'm also like you. I firmly believe baseball, I mean, sports, right, is about momentum and the moment. And I do think because of that, I have to also go with the Guardians. And I'm going to say something interesting. I think they're going to do it in two games.
You think the Guards are winning both games? You think they're going to beat Tarek Skubal?
I think there is so much.
You just said there's statistically no way they beat Tarek Skubal.
You asked me the question, Parker. I'm answering you. And guess what? I did say that. And guess what? Statistically, they probably won't. But again, the baseball gods don't care about your stats, Parker. They don't care. Baseball gods are here. And they're saying, you know what? Guardians got the magic juice. And I do think they are going to find a way. And in a week's time, we're going to be talking about how the hell did Tarek Skubal lose three straight games against the Guardians? Because that would be such a baseball thing to have.
I said this in the last episode of our podcast, and that's that the Guardians have been this spooky, scary skeleton that has followed me around my entire baseball fandom. They always figure out ways to win games. They are always super, super sticky in the playoffs. And, yeah, I don't know. The Guardians, I think, come out of this series ahead. I don't see a world where the Tigers – think about it. The Tigers had to celebrate making the playoffs with a champagne party in Boston the day after the Red Sox had a champagne party after walking them off. Yeah. And then the Tigers know in the back of their heads, in their heart of hearts, that they are celebrating getting to the playoffs when they should have been celebrating 2 weeks earlier when they clinched the division. If they had just stayed on their game for the entire season. And I think the Tigers know that. And there's a lot of self-doubt coming out of that clubhouse as they take the field to go play in Cleveland in the Guardians territory. And I think the Guardians come out on top.
Whoa, Tigers, Guardians, the ultimate battle in the Midwest. We'll see what happens this week. We'll be following it here at Late Night Baseball.